Wednesday, January the 6th, the Speaker's birthday, was a busy day for me, like some of the busiest of last year. At 10 o'clock, there was a dedication of the Sam Rayburn statue in the new Rayburn House Office Building. It was by Felix de Weldon and as a gift to the Texas State Society, the outcome of the long, long conversations and investigations of artists for portraits and so forth in the committee of which I had been the chairman before that November the 22nd. I left the White House with Liz and Pearl Mester. She, too, was a great friend and admirer of the Speaker, and it's nice to have her along. We found ourselves in the small rotunda where the larger-than-life statue is on a pedestal, and a groups of friends and relatives of Mr. Sam, mostly Texans, were gathered around and filling the staircase on each side. It was a brief, colorful, nostalgic ceremony with the Wright Patman as master of ceremonies, a presentation of colors, the national anthem, the chaplain of the house making the invocation. Felix de Weldon remarks, "This is his gift, a very generous thing." And then Bob Bartley actually unveiled the statue. I think it's good, though bronze, in fact, no statuary is my medium. Color brings to life, a portrait does, more readily to my heart and eyes, the man that it portrays. And then I gave my little bitty dedication speech. This one was easy. The first moment Sam Rayburn set eyes on this hill was a day in March of 1913. He arrived from Texas' old 4th District and stepped out of Union Station to see before him the breathtaking beauty of the glistening white Capitol Dome. It was love at first sight, and so on to the end. The House of Representatives was his great love. He was at once its master and its servant. There wasn't anyone in the United States who couldn't see the Speaker if they were willing to sit a spell. To the dismay of his staff, he made his own appointments, often on the back of an old envelope in his hip pocket, and he read his own mail. Much of this was a quote from a speech that Lyndon had made in the Speaker's honor 2 months after his death, but it couldn't be said better, nor could I have quoted anyone who loved him more and profited more from his years of companionship with him. And then, of course, there was the oft-repeated line, "I'm a Democrat without suffix, prefix, or apology." But the end is what I like best. "All of us are just a little way from Flag Springs," said Speaker Rayburn. "You know, I just missed being a tenant farmer by Nat's Hill." And then I dedicated the statue to all the new members of the 89th Congress and to all future Congresses in the hope that they would, like Sam Rayburn, serve under the great white dome with the same faith in the people. And I had a surprise visitor. Just before time for me to speak, in walked Lyndon. Of course, from then on, all eyes were on him. Afterwards, Everett Hutchinson presented the statue, he's president of the Texas State Society, to the government. John McCormick accepted it in a warm and graceful speech, and then inevitably the eyes of Texas and the benediction. It was an hour well spent, and I must say, the next day when I saw the press, I never got so much from so small an effort. Small, I guess, because I had lived all those years in his vicinity and loved him, and it was quite natural. En route back to the White House, we stopped by the inaugural committee. Pearl and Scooter and I thanked all the people who are working so hard on these 3 tough days that are coming up.